What's going on, guys? You know who it is. It's Giant Nomad. Yeah. Hey, so there's going to be a series of videos I'm going to be making right now. And it's really about you guys really kickstarting whatever the fuck you want to do or just yourself for 2021. Listen, we all know that 2020 has been just ridiculously difficult. And some of us have succeeded. And a lot of us have just been impacted by what happened during this COVID time, by a whole lot. You may have lost your job. You may have still are looking for a job. You may have taken a job that's making way less than what you used to, that you're still struggling to pay your bills. You may have contracted COVID. You may have lost someone from COVID. There's a lot of things that impacted people this year because of COVID-19. Unlike any other year, right? But there have been some people who still have been able to be successful. And these are the people we need to really look at and question and question and determine their skill sets. And determine the skill sets that we don't have currently right now, that we need to either grow, either to gain, and master. So it's a whole plethora of things you need to do. I've said before, and I'll say it again, I am huge on having my little leather-bound book. And I am constantly writing, page, you name it, I continue doing things on it, writing my notes. I have my cell phone as well, but I'm old school like that. But I do believe there's something out there for you. And you know you have something for yourself as well. You have a plan to start a business, to write a book, to start your own, cooking show, whatever it is that you want to do, that you know that you can do it 100 times better, 1,000 times better. I don't know what that may look like for you, but it's time for you to really just get moving. We have about 3 more weeks left of this new year, until the new year. And it's time for us just to get back up again. This isn't meant to be a motivational speech or nothing, but this is just straight facts. It's time for us to get back up. It's time for us to go after what the hell we want to go after and do it. Nothing has really changed to where we can't do those things. Now, if you're trying to open up a restaurant, that's going to be difficult depending what state you live in. As you know, like in California, most restaurants are freaking closed. So, you may have to wait out on that. But the majority of folks is out there. Knowing that you lost your gig and you're just bumming around right now, it's time to go take a shower, okay? It's time to really get your mind straight and get your body back into it. Because without a proper health plan for mind, body, and soul, you're not going to be able to execute what you really want to go after. So really want to put out there a 100-day challenge to where you are holding yourself accountable. You are forming a discipline. And I'm going to tell you right now, with discipline, it's ongoing. Discipline doesn't stop. Discipline is where you are doing things that you don't want to do, but you know you have to do them. No, if you get up in the morning, you don't want to work out, I guarantee you after your workout, you're going to be so happy that you went. I guarantee that the meeting you didn't want to take, that when you take it, you're going to be very happy that you took that meeting because something came out of it. The days of us canceling shit or saying no to things has to be minimal. We need to actually go after our dream and go full force with it. You really have to look at these 100 days and figure out what you're passionate about, what you want to go after, what you know is going to be your determining factor of success. And let's not get it twisted. Success is just not about just having money. It's not just showing off what you have to other people. It's about what you are going through, and in steps of that ladder, have you made any type of progression? Success. This is nothing new. This is nothing that's not been told before, nothing that you haven't heard of before. This is the same old, same old. And it's just time for us to go after it. I'm sure you guys have read plenty of self-help books like I have. Shit, I even have a self-help book that I wrote 2 years ago. Called Purpose is on Amazon. You'll find it. It's a digital copy. And man, you know, you watch things on YouTube, you hear things on podcasts, but you're not getting up. You're just not getting up. I'm gonna break these things down, and go towards the root cause of why your ass is stuck on the couch. And maybe that's the name of the series for right now, all right? But we got to go forward in our thinking. We have to go forward in our movement. And we can't take no for an answer anymore. Those days are over. The just cause or the making excuses has come to a full halt. You know you're good at what you do, but for some reason you're still questioning yourself. Hey, listen, if you want to be a writer, like what it took me to write my book 2 years ago, I had to fucking write. I had to write. And I had to write some more. Whether I'm the best writer or not, that doesn't matter. I think that's what people get clouded in, right? No doubt you want to be the best at what you do, but you're worrying too much about being the best at it overall. That makes sense. If you're just trying to be the best at it overall, then that takes time, that takes discipline, that takes years of writing. Or, you know, just doing what the hell you're choosing to do. If you're going to be a doctor, it's going to take years for you to be at your peak point, the best that you know what you are as a doctor. We tend to just, if we can't, you know, be the ultimate best, then there's no chance for us. It's not true. It's not true at all. How many times have you seen a music artist that may not be the best singer, but man, they're out there performing. They're doing their thing. They're making a living off of what they want to do. But they don't have a voice like a traditional singer does. They found some way to make it. They found something in them. This is what you gotta have to do as well. So, let's get started. Go ahead and click on the next video. And we're gonna go ahead and really break this down even more. And like I said, it's gonna even go down to health, to what you're eating. So, thank you for listening, guys. Peace.